This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. It appeared to be Tilting at Windmills Day at the Capitol Thursday, with hearings on this year's versions of bills that perennially fail. The Equal Pay for Women bill was heard in House Labor. Deborah Frieda with the American Association of University Women reminded the committee that women in Louisiana make just 67 cents for each dollar a man earns.
Females in the state were 51.1% of the population, and that's your constituents.
Committee members called the question quickly, stating they were eager to end their work week. That prompted bill sponsor Barbara Norton of Shreveport to say,
"We've been here before, and there is no reason for us to act like we don't really know what this is all about."
It was about killing the bill. Repeal of the Louisiana Science Education Act went before Senate Education, and the end result was clear from the start, as Committee Chair Conrad Appel only allowed each side 15 total minutes to speak.
Can you just give us the short version?
The repeal failed, as it has for the past 4 years. College student Zach Copland, who leads the annual repeal effort, says he will return.
The Louisiana Science Education Act will be repealed. It's an embarrassment to our state, to our country, and to our education system, and my generation will not allow it to stand.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.